Like, oh my God, 2026 is like totally going to be my year. Cause it's like totally that new year, new me bullshit, right? And like, I mean, I'm already perfect, but I do want to change. I do want to become something, I don't know, different. I'm just so tired of being perfect. I mean, being this flawless is kind of exhausting. I know, poor me, right? But like, let's see what else I could do. I mean, I could probably do so many other things. I excel at cheerleading. I excel at everyone just loving me. And I excel at being just extremely beautiful. But like, imagine if I was like, oh, imagine if I was like, imagine if I was like Cleopatra. Do you remember her? Yeah. She's got that like Egyptian name, but she had like totally black ensemble all the time. Like even in the middle of the summer, she was like neck to wrist and, you know, shoulders to ankles in black. And it was just like, oh my God, how could you possibly dress that way? Or like how her hair was like so grungy and dirty and filthy. And her makeup was so pale. I mean, oh my God, she like removed her makeup and she was like so much more tan and pretty. And like, except for, of course, the eyeliner and the lipstick. And those piercings. Oh my gosh. I mean, who wears piercings that connect your lip to your nose? Talk about gross. But like, I could totally do that. I could totally become like someone totally different. And I don't know. I think this is like the perfect year to do it. This is the perfect year to reinvent myself as, like, everyone's favorite goth mommy. But how exactly would I do that? I mean, my body is just so perfect. And my skin is so flawless. I don't want to, like, mess it up. I worked hard for this skin. You know what? You know, Cleopatra actually spent, like, all of her time in that, like, occult book section. And, like, I should totally go there and, like, read stuff. And, like, see what that stuff says. And, yeah, I'm totally hitting up the library. Okay, so, like, here I am in the library, in the, like, occult section, and I found this book, and it says, like, reinvent yourself in three simple words. And, like, it says all I have to say are these three words, and then, like, poof, I'm a totally different person, right? And, I mean, that was kind of the goal. I know I'm trying to be quiet. It's a fucking library. Are you stupid? Okay. So, let's see. What are these words? This book feels really weird, by the way. Like, I don't know what they made this cover out of, but it feels so weird. Okay, so these words are, Klaatu? Veratu. Necktie. No, that's not it. Necktu. Okay. Now I just have to say them like all at once and like without stopping. Okay. So, like, shush. All right. Okay. Gotta be quiet anyways. It's a fucking library. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Klaatu. Veratu. No. Klaatu. Verata. Nektu. Ooh. Oh. What is this feeling? This feels really weird. I, like, said the words, and I... Oh! I think I said them right. Oh! Mm. Oh, my nails! They're like... Oh, my God, they're, like, turning black? What the fuck? My beautiful blonde hair? It's like... It's turning black, too. Wait. You don't think I'm actually, like, sinking into her, do you? I mean, ugh. I don't want to be, like, covered in... Oh, my God, my pink top is turning black, too. What the fuck? Is anything kinking about my face? Paler? Oh, come on. I spent so much money on that self-downing stuff. Are you really telling me? Ghost white? What the fuck? My eyebrows? What about them? What about them? Black? Like my hair? Oh. And thin? Wait. My little skirt, it's stretching. It's stretching. Look at it. It's stretching all the way down to my legs. What the fuck? What do I suddenly, what do I feel like? Like I just don't care. Oh my God. I just don't care about any of this pink bullshit. Oh. Maybe I can put a little color in my hair, but like black is so me. Oh. I mean, black is like death, and death is like so cool. But like, not that I care or anything. Yes. Definitely. I have to get my nose pierced now. Oh. Not that I care. But we have to complete the look, don't we?